Today's shir is Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Teaches us the Mishnah Hadas HaGozel HaYovish. If somebody takes a Hadasim that were stolen or dried out, in both of these cases, the Loch is its possible, that the Hadasim are possible. So, of course, the Rishonim, starting with Rashi, ask, why does the Mishnah have to repeat? We know Lulav HaGozel is possible, Hadas HaGozel is possible. Why, by every one of the Dal Minim, does the Mishnah have to separately teach us these halachas? So Rashi explains, as we're going to learn in our Shia today, Mitzvah, that every one of the Dal Minim comes with its own unique halacha. And since every one of the Dal Minim comes with its own unique halacha, we would think that what is kosher by one is not necessarily kosher by the other one. What is possible by one is not necessarily possible by the other one. That's why the Mishnah had to mention each time these halachas separately. The Sefer Kapis Tamarim answers that maybe if we did not mention it by each one of these minim individually, that if it was stolen, it was possible, we would think that perhaps that the disqualification of possible is only there when all three minim, the lulim, the adasim, the rovis, or even the esrig, all of them are stolen. But if only one of the minim is stolen, I would think that it's not possible. That's why the Mishnah had to teach us that each min by itself, if it's stolen, is possible. Another Torah study suggests is that an esrig is expensive. A lulav is expensive. And therefore, we would think that an esrog and a lulav, if they were stolen, are possible. But a hadasim, which are not so expensive, a rovis, which are not that expensive, we would think that if they were stolen, they're not possible. That's why our Mishnah had to teach us that even even the hadasim, which are stolen, are possible. Then the Mishnah taught us the halacha that are yavish, that are hadasim, that are dried out apostle. Tosfos explains that what is the amount that they're dried out that they become apostle. So Tosfos says that if they're so dried out that if you put your fingernail to them, they start to crack. That's the shear of drying. That's yavish. That's the shear of apostle. The Raavad disagrees. And the Raavad says that if they're possible to that degree, that if you put your fingernail on them, they will crack, then for sure it's considered yavish and it's possible. And therefore, the Raavad says that if you see that they're dried out, that the natural color that the hadasim have, they no longer have that color, then they're possible. And he says a very nice svart. We've mentioned the svart previously. One of the reasons why when something is yovish, it's possible, is because the pasuk says loy hamesim yahalu ka. When it's already in the category, when it's in the degree that it's mesim, that they no longer function, then loy hamesim yahalu ka, they're not usable. So says the Raavad that if they get discolored, they're in that degree, and therefore they're possible. The Gra disagrees. He says that if you're going to wait till they change color, the Gra actually says it'll be later than when they get that dry. So in other words, what the Gra says is that the Raavad is trying to be a Machmer, but he's actually being a Mekel. And therefore, he says that we follow the opinion of Tosfos, that as soon as they start to crack, that's when the halacha is that it's possible. I saw other mepharshim say that you have to have both conditions met. It has to be so dry that they're cracking, and also they get discolored. The Shulchan Aruch says yofshu aleph possible, that if the leaves of the hadasim get dry, it's possible. And the Bikur Yaakov says that the issue that we just learned in our Mishnah just discussed, that if it gets dry, it's possible, says the Bikur Yaakov, only as we see in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, only refer to the leaves of the hadasim, but not to the wood, to the stem of the hadassim. The Prima Gadim disagrees. And the Prima Gadim says that not only if the leaves of the hadassim get dry, is the hadassim possible, but even if the wood stem gets dried out, it's possible. So says the Mishnah again, hadas hagosav ayavish possible. Shalei Asherah, the hadassim of a Asherah tree, we spoke about that extensively earlier, or Shalei Nidachas, the hadassim of a Nidachas, are possible. Nikdem Roshay, if the top of the hadassim was chopped off, so the Rosh says that when we speak about Nikdem Roshay, normally when we're speaking about Nikdem Roshay, we're speaking about the actual stem. But here says the Rosh that it doesn't mean the stem. Because the way the hadassim look, you have the leaves covering the wood. So even if the tap of the stem has been cut off, it wouldn't be noticeable. And therefore he explains that the definition of Rosh, Nikdem Roshay, is that the leaves got cut off. But if the hadassim, if the wood is there, it's fine. Others, Rishonim, disagree. Nifritzu alaf, if the leaves of the hadassim fell off, Oshayinova meruva me'alaf, many times the hadassim have the little berries and they grow from the same wood. So if there's more berries than leaves, the halacha is that it's possible. Rashi explains that the reason when it has a nov of meruba ma'alav, it's possible, is because it's lacking in hodor. And therefore, says Rashi, we could understand that the only berries that are a problem are if they're black or red. But if they're the same color as the leaves, so therefore there is no concern of hodor, and that's why it'll be fine. The Yerushalmi disagrees that, and he says that if the fruits are ready, if they're that color, they're ready ripe, and they don't belong on the hadassim. Another pshat I saw is that, as we speak often, the Torah wants that we do a mitzvah, we should do it in the most beautiful, zakeli v'aveyu, we should do it in the best way possible. When there are berries on the hadassim, it's not nice. I'm looking for the leaves, not for the berries. V'im miyaton. But if you remove them, and we'll discuss this extensively in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, in Miyatam, if you take off these berries, kosher. It says the Mishnah, Ve'imamatim B'yontif. Even though we're supposed to try to get those berries off, we may not do so on Yontif. On Yontif, we're not supposed to take off the berries, as we're also going to learn in the Gemara. So I saw that the Tver Shloima explains what does the Mishnah mean here when it says ve'ei mematim binyantif. So as we know, the Medrash says the Dal and Minim represent the four types of Jews. There are Jews that yesh b'tam v'reyach, the Esrig that have Torah ma'isim toivim, the yesh b'tam ve'ein b'reyach, yesh b'reyach ve'ein b'tam, ein b'reyach ve'ein b'tam. The four Minim represent all the four types of Jews, and what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to represent by taking the Dal and Minim, is what we're supposed to be saying is that we connect them all. We're all supposed to be be'achdus in our avodas Hashem. Ve'ein mematim b'nyantif. What we're not supposed to do in Yontif, when we bring the Dal and Minim together, what we are actually saying is that every Jew has a great value. And that's why we need every type of Jew to make up the Dal and Minim. But ve'ein mematim b'nyantif, to go and diminish the value of a Jew, is the actual opposite of the lesson of the Dal and Minim. And therefore we say ve'ein mematim b'nyantif, such an attitude is osur on yontif. Says, and there's a machlokes rishonim, if taking it off is issa deraisa, or is it only a mitzvah, is it only a siddur rabbanim? Tana rabbanim. So the Braisa jumps into discussing what about the hadassim. The Torah, when it speaks about the hadassim, says enough eitz of us, and we learn from it enough of chayfus eitzai. We have to have so many leaves on the hadass that the entire stick is covered. Vezazu, and what has that characteristic? have oimer zahadas. And that's why the halacha is the hadas. And we go back to what we'd mentioned in our previous shiur from the Miri and the Rambam. It's not that there was ever a question that when the Torah says anaf eitz ovis, it means taking what we know as the hadasim. Of course, it means the hadasim as we have been taking hadasim for thousands of years in our history of Klal Yisrael. What the Gemara means to say is there a makor? Is there a way how to show from the pasuk that that is indeed what the Torah meant? Ve'ema, ask the Gemara, Zaysa, maybe it means the olive tree that also has very long leaves that cover the wood. Answers the Gemara, being an ovis. Not only do we have to have that the leaves cover the wood, but they have to look like a braid. And that you don't have by the Eitz Zaysa. Ve'ema dova, ask the Gemara, maybe it means a dova that also looks like it has leaves that go in a formation. Answers the Gemara, being enough of Chayfa Seitzai. We saw that you have to have that the leaves cover every row of the tree. We also have to have that they go in an order. Veleka, you don't have that type of continuity of leaves covering the entire wood. There are breaks between the rows of the leaves. Ve'ema, ask the Gemara, Hirduf. Maybe it means the hirduf that has these qualities. Amr Abaye, to which Abaye says, it can't mean that the Torah, when it said to take the naf eitz ovis, the Torah told us to take the hirduf. Because, says the Gemara, the Torah, derchel da'achei noyim, veleka. The hirduf tree is not the tree that we would imagine the Torah would want, because they're short, they're pointy. And since they're pointy, Rashi says they're pointy, so when we pick it up, it would poke our hands. And that's certainly not what the Torah meant. Rav Amar, another pshat that Tosfos suggests, is because they're poisonous for animals. And the Torah certainly wouldn't have told us to use something which is poisonous. Rav Amar Mehocha, how do we know they can't possibly mean the hirduf? Ha'emes v'sholom ha'avu. The Torah wants everything we do to be in the nicest way possible. And this is not the nicest way. So I saw that the Or Samech asks a question. According to Rashi, the first Abai said, Ruchel Dachinoyim, is because the leaves are pointy. And then Rava said, Hemes Vashalom Ahavu. The Gemara is very understandable. Because according to Rashi, certainly, because the Ched Achinoyim is because they're pointy, and Amos Vashalom Ahavu disqualifies them because they're poisonous. But according to Tosfos, that says that the entire issue is always the fact that they're poisonous, so why does the Gemara have to bring two different psukim, the Ched Achinoyim and Amos Vashalom Ahavu, to teach us the exact same lesson? So the Or Samech explains that what's the difference between Derchei Dachinoyim and Emes Vashalom Avu. He says Dachinoyim are referring to the actual mitzvahs. The actual mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do are mitzvahs that are supposed to be pleasant. Emes Vashalom Avu are talking about the people who do the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that as a result of our performance of a mitzvah, we should have something negative happen to us. And therefore, if somebody were to take dalaminim and hurt themselves, cut themselves, that wouldn't be what the Torah wants. So if we take something which is in itself not good, that's the deficiency is derchei dachinoyim. If we take something that could hurt us, the deficiency is emes v'sholem ahavu. And that's why Abaye says, derchei dachinoyim, because he holds that the Torah wouldn't have wanted us to take something which is not good. The Rava is saying the Torah is concerned for our welfare, and that we learn from Emes V'Sholem Ahavu, even though the basis for the concern in quoting these both psukim is the same. Tana Rabbanan. So when we speak about the Hadasim, the Anaf Eitz Ovis, Kluah Kamin Kliya, that if you have the leaves one on top of the other, it looks like rows of leaves, one on top of the other, says the Gemara, Zeh Hadas. That is the proper Hadas. The definition of a Hadas is something that the wood and the leaves have the same taste. What do you have that? Have a Omer, Zahadas. So the Ritva asks, we're going to learn a Mitzvah on Daf Lamed Hey, that when the Gemara describes the Esrig, the Gemara says, pre-eats other, eight shetam eight so imperial shava. So from that Gemara, it seems that only the Esrig has this characteristic, the tam eight superior shava, not the hadayasim. And therefore, because of that, the Ritva has a different pshat, a different gears in our Gemara. He says what? The Gemara means to say is, Eitz shanofof choifin its esof, that the leaves cover the wood. And the machloikes between the Chamer of Elazar and Yaakov is that according to Chamim, you have to have one next to each other. And according to Elazar and Yaakov, you need that they should be covering the wood. Tana, Eitz ovis, kosher. If they're one on top of the other, as we've been describing, then it's kosher. The Shein ovis, but if they're not that way, it's possible. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Dami Ovis, exactly how does Ovis look? Amar Yehuda, Vehuda, Kaima, Tulsa, Tulsa, Tarfa, Bikina. So Rashi explains that three leaves come out from one stem. That's how Rashi explains. Taisa says that Dovizeh, Hu Chumr Gedoy, Leve, Enemotsui. To have all three leaves come out from one stem is not common, and it's a big chumr to have to look for those type of hadasim. He says you have to have the three leaves on one row, but they don't have to be all coming out from one stem. Rav Kahana Amar, we could fulfill the obligation of Ovis, afilu trei v'chad, if you have two coming out of Rashi's pshat, out of one stem, and under that stem, there's another stem that puts out a leaf, and that leaf reaches to the top of the two other leaves. Rav Acha looked for those type of hadasim. Since he heard his Rebbe that said that hadasim is good hadasim, so that was the type of hadasim that he looked for. My father, he said, Lahu hadas shayte karle. He would call such a hadas where they don't all, again, with Rashi's pshat, that they don't all come in the same order. He would call that hadas shayte. One, what pshat hadas shayte? So I saw that the Ritva and Ran explain that there's a bechor, and the Torah speaks often about a bechor. And a Bechor is somebody who's a Bechor la'aviv. If someone is a Bechor li'imai, the halacha does not consider him a Bechor. He's considered a Bechor shoita. So here too, it's not the real thing. It's not the real hadas. Another pshat is that what is the difference between a person who is a normal person versus someone who's a shoita? A person who's a normal person is very mesudar, is very organized. Whereas a person who is shaita is very disorganized. When the leaves don't come out as they're supposed to come out in the proper order, that's called a hadas shaita. But the Behag has a whole different definition of hadas shaita. He says that if the leaves don't look the way the leaves of hadas are supposed to look, then the halach is that it's a shaita if it's not the way it's supposed to be. Tana Banan. Noshnu roiv olav, and most of the leaves of the hadas fall out. The neshtayer by miut, and some of the leaves remain kosher. However, avad shetei avasa kiyamis. You have to have that the leaves are covering the wood. Ask the Gemara. Let's understand the statement that we just learned. Hagufa kasha. Amrit noshnu roiv olav kosher. We just said that if most of the leaves fell off, it's still kosher. V'ad tani. Then we learned avad shetei avasa kiyamis. That as long as they're covering the wood, it's fine. But ask the Gemara, kivin de nasru le'trei, if two of the three leaves fall off, which is the roif, avos hechem shkachsla. How can we have that the wood is covered if most of the leaves fell off? Answers the Gemara. Am Rabbi Mishkachsla Ba'asim Atzra. We have a type of hadasim that are called Asim Atzra. And says the Gemara, when we speak about the Asim Atzra, the way it looks is the Kaim Sheva Shiva Bechad Kina. You have seven leaves coming out of every stem. So even the Chinosru Arba, if four of those seven, which is certainly the majority, fell out, Poshla Tlosa, we have three left. And three is what we said is the way that Hadassim are supposed to look. And that's why even though most of the leaves fell off, the Hadassim are still considered Kashra Hadassim. Amar Abayi Shema Mino, what says the Gemara, by learning this Gemara, we see that high Asim Atzra, the Asim Atzra is kosher Hashanah. It's still considered kosher for the Hashanah. Otherwise, how can we rely? How can we use such hadasim? Ask the Gemara Pshita. Why would I think that Hadassim Atzra is not good? Answers the Gemara. Manatei Mahoyva Islay Shem Levai. They're not called plain hadasim. They're called Hadassim Atzra. Therefore, it's not the hadasim that we're supposed to use. Kamash Malon, that even though it has this name, the suffix that calls it hadasim mitzra, and I saw the pshatim either because the type of hadasim that came from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, or the hadasim that grow by the mitzra, by the border, so I would think that they may not be used for hadasim. Kamash Malon. But ask the Gemara, Eim Hachanami, maybe the Torah indeed would say the halach ought to be that Hadassim Mitzra is not, you can't use for Hadassim, answers the Gemara. Eitz Ovis Om Rachmon Om Ikamokim. If the Torah would have said Hadassim, so then we can indeed say that the Torah meant specifically Hadassim, and anything that has another name attached to it is disqualified. But here the Torah used the words Hadassim Mitzra. The fact that the Torah says Hadassim Mitzra, the fact that the Torah says Eitz Ovis and doesn't use the word Hadassim, anything that fulfills the requirement of Eitz Ovis is kosher to be used. Tan Rabbanan, Yoshiroiv Aleph, if most of the leaves of the Hadass dried up, but you have three leaves that are still moist, kosher. Vom Rav Chisda. However, comments Rav Chisda, when is that the halacha? Berosh kol echad ve'echad. If the three moist leaves have to be on the top of each one of the hadassim. But if they're in the middle of the hadassim, that doesn't make, then the halacha is that it's not considered a valid hadassim because it has to be on the top. The fact that it's on top, it's enough to make it into a kosher hadassim. Nikdam Roshay, we spoke about in the Mishnah that if the top of the Hadassim was cut off, it's possible. Tana Ula Bar Chinana, Nikdam Roshay also about tomorrow. If the top of the Hadassim fell off, but in its place there's a date that grows, it's not actually a date, but it's a fruit that looks like a date, kosher. Because once you have that tomorrow on top of your Hadassim, so it doesn't look like the top is missing. So since it doesn't look like the top is missing, that's why it's a kosher hadas. Niktam Roshim Erev Yontif. So the Gemara begins now a sugya. And the sugya is dichui. If something became disqualified, on what situation, in what circumstances does it remain permanently disqualified? And in what circumstances could it be used again? So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, by Rabbi Yemir, Niktam Roshay, if the tap was cut off, Me'erev Yontif, when you put the Hadassim together with, this way Rashi learns, when you put the Hadassim together with the other Minim, it was disqualified. And then on Yontif, V'osma Tamar B'Yontif, sometimes, even after, a very interesting fact, even after it is detached from the ground, it still could go this tomorrow. What's going to be halacha? Yesh ticha etz mitzvahs or loy? Do we say that since it became disqualified, it remains disqualified? Or do we say that now it's fine and that's why it's not an issue? And we find many situations, we learned the Masechta Yuma, Daf Samech Beis, where the Torah tells us that we have to take two Seirim on Yom Kippur, the Sol HaShem and the Sol HaZazel. And if at a certain point one of these animals died And the Torah requires that we have two animals as a pair. So if one becomes one died, its pair also becomes disqualified. And we learned a discussion, if it becomes disqualified, does it become permanently disqualified? There we learned it becomes permanently disqualified. And our Gemara's question is, do we say by kachim, there's a concept of dichui, that once it becomes disqualified, it remains disqualified. So too do we say by all mitzvahs, or is it only said by karbonis, there's a special concept of dichui that becomes disqualified. But that is not necessarily a concept by mitzvahs. And the difference, I saw that the Rishonim explained, why would I say mitzvahs are different than karbonis? It's a very fundamental difference. Karbonis is a din in the cheftza. The animal is a carbon. And if the animal became disqualified, it remains permanently disqualified. The mitzvah is not on the hadas. The mitzvah is on the person. A person is supposed to take the dalaminim. A person is supposed to take the hadasim on yontif. And therefore, maybe just because the hadas became disqualified, I, the person who has to do the mitzvah, did not become disqualified. And in fact, the Pnei Yeshua says, there, as we just explained, the difference between kachim and mitzvahs is so obvious that there's no way that midaraisa, whatever is the halacha by kachim, should automatically be an halacha by mitzvahs as well. An entire discussion says, the Pnei Yeshua, that we're having in our Gemara is only midrabanan. Do we say that since by kachim we find this concept of dichui, so we should say the same by mitzvahs, or don't we? V'tif shalei, ask the Gemara, why can we learn the answer from the following halacha modetanan? The Mishnah Masech Techulim that pays Zayinam and Aleph teaches us. There's a mitzvah that once somebody shechs a chayo oif to cover the blood. The pasuk says, V'ish ish v'bnei Yisroel man ager agar b'soicham, ashi yotzud tzad Tzai chai oif, ashi yoichel v'shof astamoi v'kiso ba'ofer. The Rashbam and the Chizkuni explain that the reason for this mitzvah is because the Torah wanted to prevent us, chas v'sholem, from eating dam. Another pshat that the Chinuch explains, that a person is eating an animal, but we want it to be that it shouldn't be in a way of cruelty. So how do we deal with that? How do we show that we're not being cruel? By covering the blood to showing that we have some rachmonis. So says the Mishnah there, kisov in this gala, if somebody shechted one chay or oif, and then after he shechted, the wind came and uncovered the blood, potem lachasis. You don't have to do kisu adam again. But kisov aruach, if the wind covered the blood, and then it got uncovered, chayev l'chassis. V'am Rabba B'chana Anar B'yoychan, lo shanu, that the halachi is that if the wind covered it, and then it got uncovered, you have to cover it, shechazav in this gala. It was uncovered. Av lo chazav in this gala. If the wind covered it, and then it remained covered, potem l'chassis, you don't have to cover it again. V'avinam bo, and then trying to understand what Rabbi Yochanan said, ask the Gemara, kichazav in this gala, if the wind covered this blood, why, if the blood became exposed, amai chayv l'chassas, why do you need to recover it? Why don't we say, hoil v'tchitchi, it became exempt while it's covered, and it should remain exempt. Amar HaPapa, Zoysa, Meneris, from here we see, ein dichu etz mitzvahs. When we speak about mitzvahs, there's no concept that since it became disqualified, it remains disqualified. So we see that by mitzvahs we don't say dichui. If that's the case, what's pshat in our Gemara? That we have a question, if the hadas became possible, that it should become kosher again. Answers the Gemara, the Rapapa gufa miboile. Rapapa actually was not quite sure. And he said, mifshe pshitale, dein dichu mitzvahs. Rapapa had a question, that there is no dichui by mitzvahs, and the fact that it has to be recovered after it gets uncovered is a raya to that point. To him, it was poshut. The Rapapa gufa b'alei, do we say mifshe pshitalei dein dichu etz mitzvahs, loshna l'kula v'loshna l'chumra? We never apply that concept. Adumah b'sapkalei, and that's why l'chumra Teitzelei, the Chumra Aminin, and that's why if it gets uncovered by the blood, we have an obligation to cover it. Lekula Aloy Aminin, and the Gemara says, Teiku. We're not quite sure what is the halacha, and the Gemara says that it's a teiku, and therefore, if it got uncovered, the halacha is by the dam, even if you know it got covered by the wind, and then it got uncovered, you are obligated to cover it again. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, this issue that we've been discussing of yesh tichu yetzel mitzvos or not, suggests the Gemara is actually a machlokes tanoim, because it says, Avivaliktam, if you had, we learned in our Mishnah, that if you have a das, that a novav meruba elof that has more berries than leaves, it's possible. And we learned in the Mishnah, we could remove the berries. But we learned in the Mishnah, the aim matim b'yontif. We may not do so in yontif. So the Gemara discusses, the Bryce discusses, avivaliktam. Somebody did remove those berries in yontif. What is the halacha? Pasal divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadik. The chamim machshirim, the chamim hold that it's kosher. And the kul alma, and the way this is being understood is as follows. As we learned and will continue to learn, there's a question if lulav tzarech eged or ain't tzarech eged. The lulav that dasim and rovel, do you have to tie them together or do you not have to tie them together? And we can explain that the reason for Belezer is that when we did the eged, there was too many berries on this hadassim, so it was done in a disqualified way. And now, when we're picking off the berries, it's also because it's tasav leiman osui. As we've discussed many times, the concept of tasav leiman osui teaches us that when we do the mitzvah, we have to do it in the proper way. The example we always use is you have to put the schach on the sukkah when the schach is detached. If you're going to put the schach on the sukkah when it's attached and then cut it off, it wouldn't be good. Tasav leiman osui. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, the lulav ain't tzarech eged, that there is no reason that you have to do the eged, and therefore, even though it was tied when they were disqualified, doesn't bother me. Vimtim tzolaymer, tzarech eged, and even if you'll say it does require to be tied together, and here we have an issue that it was tied together, they were pasul, lo yapinan lulav mesukkah. We can't learn hilchos lulav from sukkah. The ksibah, Tassav Leimana Asoi. The Torah, as we just described, when it speaks about Tzchach, the Torah teaches us the Aloch of Tassav Leimana Asoi. My laugh, the Behopilif, the Machlaikus, that's not the Machlaikus. And L'chayre, what is the Machlaikus? The man, the Apostle Savar, Amirin Yeshdichel Atzmitzvus. And since when we put the Hadas in, it was disqualified, it remains disqualified forever. Or man, the Machshus, Savar, Amirin Yeshdichel Atzmitzvus. And just because it was disqualified, at that point, it doesn't remain disqualified permanently. Says the Marloi, that's not necessarily the Machlokes or Lez and the Chachamim about this concept of Dichoy Etzimitzvus. The Kul Amr, Unloy Mini Yesh Dichoy Etzimitzvus. Nobody holds that by mitzvah, if it becomes disqualified, it remains disqualified forever. Rather, the question is, do we learn Hilchas Lulav from Hilchas Sukkah? And just like by sukkah, where the pasuk clearly says chaga sukkus tasa, and we learned the halacha of tasa v'loy mena asui, and therefore, if when you put that dasim into this bundle, they weren't good, they can never become good again. And masav loy alpin chlulah mesukkah. V'ibay seima Israel lulach tzarch eged. If we're going to hold lulav requires to be tied together, the kulam yapin lulav mesukkah. Then there's going to be a concept of tasim and also by lulav just there is by a sukkah. Lulav tzarch eged. The question is, do they need to be tied together? We'll pluck the tanya tanoi, and that's machloikus. The tanya, the brisa teaches us lulav bein ogud. Whether it's tied together or not, it's kosher. Yudaima ogud kosher. If it's tied together, it's kosher. Shein ogud pasul. So therefore, if I put the adasim in when they're not good and tie them in that way, they remain permanently pasul, and nothing can do to make them good. My tam de Yehuda that holds that the lulav, the hadasim, aravis, and lulav have to all be tied together. Says the Gemara, Yalef l'kicha l'kicha m'gudas ezev. The Torah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael as they were leaving Mitzrayim to take an Agudas Ezoif, dip it into the blood of the Korban Pesach, and smear it on the sides, on the side post and on the top of the door. Siv Hacha, it says regarding the lulav, v'lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon. V'ksiv hasam, it says regarding the agudas ezav, v'lekachtem agudas ezav. Ma'al ha'alim ba'aguda, they have to be all bundled together. Afkan aguda achas. Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon les l'kich l'chicha, they don't learn the gzeir shava. As all the Rishonim explain, the gzeir shava, one can't just make up his own gzeir shava. A gzeir shava is only acceptable if he heard it from his Rebbe. And the Rabbanon never heard from their Rabbeim a gzeir shava of l'kicha l'kicha. Says the Gemara, man tana l'had the tana Rabbanon, lulav mitzvah l'agdai, that there's a mitzvah to tie together the lulav, b'mla yag de kasha. Ask the Gemara, this braisa is very difficult to understand. Mani, whose opinion does this represent? I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's representing the opinion of Yehuda, how could the braisa say, k'lai agda, if it wasn't tied together, it's kosher? We just learned a gzeir shava that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an obligation that they be tied together. And if, on the other hand, we want to say it represents the opinion of the Rabbanon, my mitzvah, they don't have, we just learned that there's a gzeir shava. And if there's no gzeir shava, then we can't, then there's no obligation. And of course, the Ritva explains that when we speak about a din, which is midrabbanon, so we can make a difference between lechatchila b'diavad. But here we're talking if it's a chiv deraisa. When something's a chiv deraisa, we don't differentiate between lechatchila and deravid. Answers the Gemara, loilam rabbanon. It's following the opinion of the rabbanon who hold that there is no requirement of Eged. But even though the Rabbanon don't hold that there's a requirement for Eged, still there's a concept of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. And Zeh Keli Vanveyu means to perform the mitzvah in the nicest way possible. And if they're tied together, it's much nicer. And since it's much nicer, that's what the Rabbanon tells us to do, even though there's certainly no Chiv Deraisa to do it. And the Ritva and Tosfos say that this is the concept of Hidden Mitzvah, and Hidden Mitzvah is not a Chiv Deraisa. There are, however, Rishonim, the Shagas Aryeh says that that's the opinion of the Rambam, and other Rishonim that say that the obligation of Hidden Mitzvah, which was saying that we tie together the Limud, the Gimel Minim, is a Din Deraisa. I did see that the concept of hidden, a third opinion, that the concept of hidden mitzvah is a deraisa. But since it's a deraisa, but the Torah left it over to the Chachamim to decide that the Chachamim left it over to Chazal to determine what is a hidden mitzvah. How do we know that something is or isn't a hidden mitzvah? It was left to Chazal to make that determination, what is or isn't a hidden mitzvah. This would be very relevant because the question is, let's say you have a situation where a man is not available for whatever reason to tie the minim together. Could a woman do it? A woman is midaraisa potter from the dal minim. It's a mitzvah seishes man groma. So if we say that it's a deraisa, so a woman couldn't do it. If it's only the Rabbanon, then we could do it. Then the halacha would be that even a woman could do it. There's a very interesting discussion that I saw that the Brisker Rav says. When we speak about hidden mitzvah, so the Gemara says, the Baba Kama, that one of the examples of a hidden mitzvah is that talus noah, to buy a nice talus and put on the tzitzis on your nice talus. So the question that was asked to the Brisker Rav, if there's no mitzvah with the talus, the mitzvah is with the tzitzis. So why do we say that talus noah is part of the mitzvah, part of the concept of hidden mitzvah? So the answer is because you're wearing this nice beged in order to have nice tzitzis. So if that's the question, we should have to build nice homes, beautiful homes, in order that we should be able to put on mezuzahs on our home. So is there an obligation to buy a beautiful home? So you could say, I'm buying this beautiful home, so I should put on a mezuzah. So the Brisker Rav explained that when somebody buys a talus, whether it's a talus gadol or a talus katan, the only reason he's buying it and wearing it is because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. Since that's his only goal, the halacha is that you should buy a talis nor. A person doesn't buy a house in order to put on mezuzahs. A person buys or rents a home because he needs to have where to live. There is no concept of talis nor. So here we learned that even the Rabbanon hold that you should tie together the three minim, and the question is how to tie them together. So most are of the opinion that they have to be tied together with a real knot, not just a bow. And the question is, some Paiskim discuss that we know that the lulav is typically put into something called koshalach. In koshalach are these holders in which you put the dalaminim. And most Paiskim are of the opinion that that's not the way you mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah of doing eged means to tie them together. Moreover, the Paiskim say that the Michzalozer and many other Paiskim bring down that the minig is to take the three minim that we're going to tie together, the adasim, the aravos, and the lulav, and also the esrig, even though, as we know, the esrig is not tied together, and go into the sukkah on Erev Sukkos and put them together. Moreover, we have to be careful that they're tied together in a place where they're together. On the top, they're separate. We have to make sure that they're tied on the bottom, that the esrig and the lulavim and the lulav are tied together. So here we're learning the concept of Zeh Keli V'Aveyu. And if there's one mitzvah that we could apply the concept of Zeh Keli V'Aveyu more than anywhere else, it's by the mitzvah of the Dalaminim. But then I saw an interesting question. The Emor Yosher discusses this question. If you have an option to buy a nicer Dalaminim from an Akum, from a Nochri, or to buy kosher Dalaminim from a Yisrael, and we know there's a point to specifically buy from a Jew. Should we buy the nicer minim anveyu from the Akum or from a Jew? And he says buy from the Akum if that's what's nicer. Oisha Nova Meruvav. So as we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, if there are more berries than leaves, it's possible. Amr of Chizadovaza Rabbeinu Agadol Amroi. Rebbe, who's the Rabbeinu Agadol, he was the greatest of the Talmidim, says the Chidav of Shim ben Yechai, the Mokim Yeh Ba'azroi. And as soon as we mention the Talmud Chachim, we give him a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Siyat Nishmaya. Lo Shana, Ela B'Mokim Echad. When is there a problem? Then when these berries are more than the leaves in one specific spot. Aval, B'Shnayim Eshloish Mekoymas, if their berries are all over the Adas, the Kosher. Amalei Rava. So Rava asks a question. Shtayim Shlosh Mekoymas have a menumer. If you have it in a number of places along the hadas, it looks spotted, menumer. And menumer is not hadar. And it should order, and therefore the halacha should be that it's possible. Says the Gemara, Itma Hachitma. The way we're to learn is the other way. Oishaya Novam Ruvim Aleph. Going back to what we learned in the Mishnah, if there are more berries than leaves, it's possible. Omar of Chizda. Dava Zera Ben Agadol Omroi V'Makom Yeh Ba'Azroi Loi Ano Ksharanov Shchayris. As we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, only when they're black, so then it's noticeable, and because it's noticeable, it's not hadar. Avla Anov Yerukais. If the berries are green, Mina Da Adasu, it's the same color as the Adas, and since it's the same color as the Adas, it's going to be kosher. It's going to be it's going to be fine. Amra Papa, Adum Mishchayrus Damin. If they're red, they get treated like black ones. Damra Chanina, Hai Dam Shachar. When we're going to learn a Mitzvah Masech Nida, the Gemara discusses different shades of Dam, and which shade is Tamei and which is not. So he says if something is black, it's considered regular red blood. El Shalaka got discolored. In Miaton, we learned if you took off the berries, then it's kosher. But ask the Gemara, the Miaton Amos, exactly at what point did you take off these berries? Ilam Mekamdel Egdei, if you took off the berries before you even put the Adas, tied them together with the other Minim. So now I have a perfectly fine Adas in front of me if the berries aren't there. And it's of course kosher. El Abasi, Labasi the Egdei. It means that even though I put the Adas into the bundle, and when I put the Adas into the bundle, it was disqualified. As long as I take them out afterwards, it's going to be fine. And there is no concern of Tasav Leiman Asui. Why? Because Tasav Leiman Asui was only said by a sukkah, not by lulav. Ask the Gemara, but why would it be fine? Dilchim Yikara. When I put that das into the bundle, it was a disqualified this hadas. Should this be a raya to the issue that we mentioned earlier in our shir? Tifshet mino. Should we have a raya that dochim yikara, that even though when I started using it, it was disqualified, it doesn't have a dochim, it doesn't remain permanently disqualified? Answers the Gemara, loyalam basad agde. I put it in with the berries. The kesavar, eged has mana ba'amahu. The tying them together is only a preparation for the mitzvah. But the mitzvah only comes when I do the mitzvah. And as long as before I actually did the mitzvah, I take out those berries, hasmana ba'alma lav klamu. We learned further in the Mishnah, ema matim yantav. Says the Gemara, of a v'loktan. If somebody went and did pick off the berries on yantav, we're not supposed to do it, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, the ashra emes. We're talking about blackberries. Because as we learned earlier, if the berries aren't black, there is no problem. Ask them, when did they become black? Ilam the Ashkem Esmol. If we're going to say they became black before Yontif, so that means Dochim Ekara, it was already disqualified. So shouldn't this, will this be a raya? The Tishmino, Dochim Ekara, that even though it was disqualified, it can become kosher. Lo have a Dochi. And says the Moral Alav, the Ashkem Yontif. They only became black on Yontif. So ask them, this is a new situation. Nira Venitcha. As Yonta began, that das was fine because the berries were green. Then they became black and became disqualified. So should this be a raya, shmamina, the nir v'nitcha, that it was good and then became bad and then became good, that it's fine? Says the Maraloyalim to Ashkem Yikara, that it was black from the beginning. And that's a case, and that's a raya indeed. That if it was disqualified from the beginning, it's not considered disqualified. Tif shemina, and indeed we'll have a raya to that halacha. But near v'nitcha, the chayz v'nira, where it was good and then became disqualified, like tifshit. And what the Gemara is trying to say here is that even though something was disqualified at the beginning and then became good, then it's fine. But if it was good and then became disqualified, that's worse. And that's why there maybe it could never be used for hadas. Tana bana eme matim yontif, mishum rebbe lozber of shimon ame matim. That you are. Ask the Gemara, v'akam asakim ane b'yontif. By taking off these berries, you're making that das into a usable das. Why is that mutter on yontif? Answers the Gemara, amar avashi kigon shalokten lachila. My intention wasn't to make the adas into a kosher adas. My intention was to eat the berries. The adas became kosher. Since that wasn't my intention, it's a davish and meskavin. Reb Shimon Svarol Kavua that says throughout Shas, the Omer, davish and meskavin mutter, we had him sech the Shabbos, that it's only considered a malacha when you intended to do the malacha. Here you didn't intend to do the malacha. Ask the Gemara, v'abai v'ravad amet havayu, moed Reb Shimon psik reish v'layomus. That even Rav Shimon holds that a dovish and a miskavin is mutter, they agree that if it's a psik resha, if what I'm doing is certainly going to happen, the definition of psik resha is if I'm going to cut off the head of a chicken, it will certainly die. Psik resha is not considered dovish and a miskavin. So why are we saying that this is okay? This is a psik resha because if I'm going to take off the berries, for sure the hadasim will be become kosher. Answers the Gemara, my skin, this like Shana Chrita. We're talking in a situation where he has another hadas. Since he has another hadas, so what I'm doing doesn't make it usable, I don't need it. And therefore, it's not considered a psik resha. And this is the basis for the famous opinion of the Aruch, that a psik resha, the lay nichalei, a psik resha that I don't care about, it doesn't mean anything to me, is still mutter, it's considered dov shenim skavim. Tana baron hota ogdu b'yontav, if the knot that ties together the minim opened up on yontav, ogde kagudu shol yerev, you're allowed to bundle together by like you do with a bunch of vegetables. You take a string and you bundle, tie it around the vegetable, and then you push the string in. V'mai, Ask the Gemara, why do you have to do it that way? Lenvi menev, why don't we just make a bow? Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who's the Tan of this price? Rabbi Yehuda, Yidam Kshir, Aniv Kshir Ma'ayisihi. Making a bow is considered Kshira. And if making a bow is considered Kshira, then it's not an option of Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Ik Rabbi Yehuda, but if we're going to follow the Rabbi, like Rabbi Yehuda learned earlier now in Shir that Eged Me'alyas Abayi, that Lulav Tzarech Eged, and it has to have a perfect knot. So just wrapping a string around it should not work. Answers the Gemara, Haitana Savak Vasei Bechada. He agrees in one way that a bow is considered a real way of tying things together. Opal Ala Bechader, he disagrees that with Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that it doesn't need an eged. And therefore, if it doesn't really midaraisa or midrabanan require an eged, anything will do, because just to fulfill the obligation of Zekeli Vanvei to have a hidden mitzvah by bundling them together.